Welcome to my presentation. I'm Mohammad Mukhlisur Rahman. I'm from Kansas State University and originally from Bangladesh. I'm a third year PhD student. Today I'll talk about hill prediction using temporal height robot phenotyping in wheat breeding nurseries in Bangladesh. So a higher genetic gain is required by 2050 to satisfy wheat demand. And every breeding program has target to increase genetic gain. So for that, the primary selection target for wheat improvement is grain yield. And it has been shown in different studies that the spectral reflectance, canopy temperature, and other secondary traits are highly correlated to grain yield. And these traits can be measured frequently within the growing season. But the most challenging job is to analyze those data for better prediction. So here, our objective is to monitor crop growth and estimate grain yield using temporal phenotypic data in different statistical models. For this, we evaluated 660 advanced wheat lines from CIMIT, Mexico. And we evaluated them in natural heat-stressed environment in Bangladesh. And we used different high throughput phenotyping platforms like GreenSeeker. We used Apogee infrared radiometer to collect the normalized difference vegetation index, that is the NDVI value. We used the GreenSeeker. To collect canopy temperature, we used Apogee infrared radiometer, and we used different phenotyping platforms to collect other secondary traits like days to heading, days to maturity, and plant height, thousand grain weight, and ultimately we collected grain yield data. So with this, I just wanted to show you how we can measure those phenotypic traits frequently in the growing season. So within 120 days of growing season, we can measure 14 different time points of NDVI data. So similarly, we can collect canopy temperature and other traits also. Here, for time limitation, I just showed the NDVI data here, and the heritability, I just showed here the 14 different days time points. And for the yield prediction, we used four different statistical models, stepwise regression, and three penalized models, Lasso, Ries regression, and elastic net. With this, models we predicted yield, and we just calculated the correlation between the predicted yield and the observed yield, and we used 10 folds cross validation, and we found some result which was consistent in different growing seasons and also with different traits. Here I just compare different statistical models. So with the stepwise regression, which gave the least prediction accuracy 0.44, and when we used the penalized model, Lasso-Ries regression and elastic net, we got the highest prediction accuracy from Ries regression, and that was 0.77. Also here, for the time limitation, I showed only 2016 data and from only the secondary traits NDVI. We have the same trend of results from other secondary traits like canopy temperature, plant height, thousand grain weight, and so on. And the same trend of results in 2017 also. So with this, I'd like to conclude my presentation here, and if you have more interest, please come to my poster. My poster number is 413, and I'd like to acknowledge this the Future Innovation Lab, Applied Food Genomics in Kansas State University, and my research institute, Bangladesh Agriculture Research Institute, and the BHR, Borlaug Higher Education for Agriculture Research and Development, CIMIT, as we received a lot of germplasm from CIMIT, and USAID. Thank you very much.
We're going a little bit ahead, so if you have any questions.
Sure.
I'm wondering, with the Trimble Green Seeker, mm-hmm. I know that it can max out an NDVI, and then that can affect your results in your high throughput phenotyping. Do you think there's a different approach you could take to increase your correlation between that and yield?
So for that, we also use different statistical models. So simultaneously, we use the secondary traits and also different statistical models to predict the yield prediction accuracy. So with deploying different statistical models, yes, we can improve prediction accuracy.
Thank you.